This is Doug Green, and I'm the publisher of Telecom Reseller, and we're doing a special podcast for the Cloud Communications Alliance and Telecom Reseller. And we have with us today Carl Borman, who's the commercial director at Tollring.
Thank you, Douglas. Good to be here.
So first of all, what is Tollring?
Tollring, we are a well-established software developer. Where our head office is based in the UK. And we do now have offices in the USA, in India, and Australia. Our India office is really now our R&D center and our network operations center. And we're about 70 staff altogether. We've been around for precisely 24 years, so we are well established, and we've been through the technology evolution over those years. And we've had to reinvent ourselves as new technologies come along. And rather than just shoehorn, old on-prem technology into the cloud world, we have actually opted to build, brand new cloud-specific applications. So in terms of our products and services, we tend to focus on mainly around, data analytics and reporting. And we deliver that through call reporting and reporting products that include wall boards, call recording products that are capturing the interactions, and we also deliver fraud management products. In terms of who our customers and markets are, we currently serve over 800 partners around the world, of which currently 40 are what we call communication service providers, CSPs, and we then serve their channels and distributors and resellers as they go to market. The CSPs range from tier one carriers to large tier threes and service providers in their own right. And we also partner with a number of legacy PBX OEMs. I'd say about 12 years ago, we had a great opportunity to move into partnering and integrating with Samsung, who is, again, one of these PBX OEMs. The business model, for us adds far more value as a vendor. Because in terms of functionality and scalability, it just allows us to deliver into the OEM, some great technology. They can then sell the products and services as part of their proposition through to their partner. And we typically operate in this basis as a white label solution under the OEM's brand. But we are widely understood to be the applications powered by Tollring. So, That is a very exciting model for us. As I said, our first OEM was with Samsung, but since then we've established partnerships around the globe with organizations like BroadSoft and Mitel. We have companies in CSPs and OEMs, including Enfon in Germany and LG Ericsson in Korea. And North American company called Vodia. So with those guys, we work on an OEM basis, which has given us great access to the market. But probably the most significant OEM relationship we have now is with Mitel Networks, and that includes delivering our reporting and recording products across their entire cloud offering, including their fixed mobile convergence platform. That they acquired called Telepo. So that is a quick snapshot of Tollring. In terms of the products we provide, we have, three distinct business lines. As I said, it's data analytics and reporting sits at the heart of these. Tollring is all about transforming and monetizing telecoms data, whether that be for the CSP and its customers to improve customer satisfaction and business productivity, through better insight and control. But more importantly, for the CSP themselves, we're very much about helping them differentiate their offering, understanding their resellers and their customers' behaviours, and helping them increase service take-up and utilisation, and ultimately driving customer lifetime value and loyalty.
Carl, let's take a deeper dive into your core three product lines: business analytics, call recording, and fraud management.
Absolutely. As a business, as I mentioned, we've been around for a number of years, and we still see the on-prem PBX market as still being significant. It still is a very buoyant market for us. And those PBX vendors, they're very keen to, remain competitive within the market. So, we are able to help them, again, expand their offering by delivering compelling, business reporting, call recording products and certainly contact center reporting products. And where these organizations are trying to push themselves up into the sort of like the medium enterprise and is then delivering things like computer telephony integration and workforce optimization. So really, it's helping these PBX vendors remain, relevant and in their market and remain competitive. Our partners, these PBX partners and their customers aren't throwing out their old PBXs and they're not moving to the cloud overnight. So we still see, as I said, it's, an exciting market for us. And where we're able to help people now, and certainly with people like Mitel who are moving rapidly into the, as fast they can into the cloud, is to actually create what we call the hybrid market. So we can actually, overlay their traditional PBXs with cloud services. And this allows them, to continue driving revenue from those particular legacy customers, as well as also make their cloud proposition they're bringing to market a lot more compelling. So we do see the on-prem business still being significant for us, not just in Europe and the UK, but certainly in North America as well. Another area that we've obviously focused on is within this kind of native cloud apps. So as these cloud-based voice telephony providers are coming to market, we've really helped them create a lot of interest in their product sets, and actually deliver a lot more benefit back out to their end customers. So call reporting and call recording are products, but the benefit that drives really for those guys is to go and talk to their own customers around helping them improve their business, helping them differentiate their offering, and remain as competitive they can be in the marketplace. So for us, really, it's about allowing these cloud telephony providers to, really offer something really exciting to their customers and make it as easy as possible for them. So we've combined call recording and call recording, for example, into a single suite. They're both available standalone. But by delivering a single vendor solution, it's made it a lot easier for our CSP partners to integrate our products and simplify the whole lead to cash process. And off that, cloud is challenging in terms of the revenue streams coming in. So we've really helped these guys by providing self-serve tools. We have a suite of APIs that allow them to automate customer onboarding, customer management, right the way through to the ability to bill customers for these services. So we've really made it easy for our CSP partners to take our products, build them into their proposition and take them to market. And what's really important around this is we're really at the early stages of cloud telephony. So when we kind of hit the J curve, as they say, we have developed a solution that can actually scale really well and really rapidly, which is going to be paramount for these CSPs as this cloud market grows. And again, is to kind of give you some indication of where we sit within this market. We have just over 700,000 endpoints, as they're called. Everyone's managed, measured by endpoints and users these days. We have over 700,000, of which over 90% of these are cloud endpoints, and this number has grown over 200% in the last 12 months. So this is a really exciting area of business for us. And we're really enjoying working with a number of, CSPs around the world now that to help them grow their business and compete on the global stage. The other area that is a big challenge for a lot of organisations, and we're going to go into this possibly in another podcast, but in the world of cloud, PBX, this is presenting a real opportunity to address this the elephant in the room, which is still telecoms fraud. It's a $40 billion industry. It impacts everybody. It erodes people's margins and bottom lines. It's a very sophisticated and ever-changing problem. And for that, we've developed some highly automated and scalable technology for these service providers to build into their proposition at a core level. And we're using our strength and knowledge in data analytics, and now the ability to use artificial intelligence to actually automate and simplify and make fraud management, hopefully something very, very effective in the business and kill fraud before it actually prevents, you know, say, does any more damage within within a service provider. I mean, the average fraud attack is around $15,000. You know, we've seen fraud, a particular fraud attack for one particular hotel chain at one of the hotels, over $200,000 across one weekend. So fraud is a real problem. It's eating into the margins of the service providers, and we really feel this is an area that we can help them build confidence in the actual customer to adopt these new cloud services. And there are a number of service providers now, including British Telecom in the UK, that have actually made fraud protection central to their customer offering around their SIP trunking service, because for them, they see it as a critical success factor for them attracting customers to their service. So, you know, one of the largest carriers in the world sees fraud management as a central pillar to their customer offering, which for us is really exciting.
It sounds like Tollring is prepared to help customers where they are, be they at TDM level, hybrid, or fully migrated to the cloud.
Absolutely, that's right. We've seen this particular legacy market and them going through this journey of moving to the cloud is not necessarily straightforward for those customers. So we've developed a hybrid proposition, really. So even for customers that have been using, for example, our call recording services, you know, installed locally, we're now migrating them to our hybrid service. So we actually install a microservice alongside the on-prem PBX, and that service is then pushing, you know, the call data or the call media up into a cloud product. And this has allowed, you know, a lot of, certainly where we've seen a lot of interest in this is around people like the Mitel reseller community. There's a lot of, you know, Mitel equipment deployed on premise. So allowing us to kind of then offer their customers this hybrid service. So where they are multi-branched and they want to be able to access all their call recordings and all their reporting in a single cloud service, that is really compelling. So we're pursuing those types of opportunities with these partners now very enthusiastically, because this is a particular area that's been, I would say, sort of forgotten, really. You know, it's either one technology or another. So for us, the hybrid model is really about helping those organizations that are going to stick with their on-prem technology, but continue to deliver some valuable services to them by combining it with the cloud.
Carl, why did you decide to join the Cloud Communications Alliance?
Well, the Cloud Communications Alliance is something that we were introduced to, maybe 2 or 3 years ago. We have a number of service provider customers in the US that were founding members, actually, of the CCA. So for us to actually meet with those particular partners at certainly some of the events that they're running was really valuable to us, because it was an informal way of talking to other people within those organizations, the networking element of it, and allowing some of those CCA members to talk about us, you know, and talk to their peers around how we've kind of worked with them and how we've helped them, you know, address some of the challenges in their business. So first and foremost, it was really around an opportunity for us to kind of meet with a network with a number of our CSP customers that were members of the CCA. And say more recently, as we've kind of joined now as a kind of a full member, is the opportunity again to learn from other vendors in that are members of the CCA, learn the sort of work that the CCA is doing now around not just through technology vendors and service providers, but how they're now working to with lobbying around getting certain changes made, you know, sort of at a government level, really, around things like number availability and number porting and these sorts of things. So they're doing great work in terms of helping us meet and network with, you know, prospective customers, existing customers and vendors, but they're also doing some great work around you know, broader issues within the telecoms and communications market.
You know, the Cloud Communications Alliance is all about building a better cloud community and contributing as much as gaining a benefit as a member. So I'm wondering what you're hoping to contribute to the CCA.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think for us is that we've spent many years working with multiple vendors, delivering different technologies, working in different markets, and we have over those built up a lot of information, a lot of intellectual property, and some of that we think would be good to share with the members of the CCA. Certainly, the work we're doing around things like call recording and the challenges that we're helping our service provider customers overcome around a lot of the compliance that is now coming with call recording. So, across Europe now, we've got this new GDPR compliance standard. We've got a very, very frighteningly impending deadline of May 2018 when call recording services have to be compliant from a GDPR point of view. But we're also able to, work with our CSP partners to help them address the other compliance issues around things like MiFID II, and PCI compliance, where call recordings are being taken. So we're able to share some of the things that we've learned, some things that, what we classify as kind of best practice, things that have worked well for some of our other customers and partners, and hopefully kind of share that in an open format that is of value to them. The other side, again, is fraud management. This is the elephant in the room within the telecom sector. Again, is we starting to understand a lot more now in terms of how fraud is being perpetrated, where fraud is being perpetrated, and we're gathering kind of we're a big data gatherer now, and we're now looking at how we can start to share that kind of intelligence and understanding that we're gathering with the CCA members in the hope that they can start to develop their own processes to again protect and mitigate themselves from the impact of fraud. So they're the two areas really where we think we can bring something to the CCA members and contribute to, two major topics, certainly around fraud and call recording.
Carl, thank you for joining me today and giving us an overview of Tollring and about Tollring's new involvement with the Cloud Communications Alliance. Where can we learn more about Tollring?
Well, the obvious place is to actually visit the Tollring website, which is tollring.com. There is a lot of content, a lot of information. There are ebooks and white papers that people can access and download and take away for future reading. So our website is the absolute place to be.
Well, Carl, thank you again for joining us today. And we look forward to our next podcast when our topic will be the prevention and management of fraud.
Excellent. And I look forward to speaking to you about it then.